Siman Shin Samach Vav and Siv Gimel Siv Katan Chaf. So we said it has to be in a place which is Roy for Dira. So excluded Beishar. Dalgav Shasuyim Kein Badim. Even though the Beishar is made in the form fairly similar shape as a house. Everybody walks through the Beishar. The Beishar was basically the gate area, which they would, instead of walking, just having a gate, they put like a house there. They say people would not, from the Shizu Rabbim, couldn't see directly into the Chatzar. When they'd open the gate, they'd have to go through a room. So that's not considered a place of Dira. Okay. Merpeset Chaf Aleph, Malkam Gavoya B'Chatzer. It's Uboy Madregos Elam Behem Laliyus. It's like a what's the word for it in English?
Steps.
It's not a step, but the point is it's more like a flat gathering place where you go up and then you go up there to the second floor, like a landing. So Malkam Gavoya Mukam Beminyan B'Dorim Boy. And it was surrounded by walls, and you know people would spend time there. It's still not called Mokum Dira. It's not really made to live in. Okay, and it has to be. And it has to be Arba Amos al Arba Amos. Those who roy the Dira, when it's Arba Amos al Arba Amos, so that is considered a place which is roy to live in.
What time does the daf yomi start being given tonight? At 8:45 or at 9:00?
9:00.
Was it 8:45 last night? That was just the last night.
The urach of yosemi arba, if the area is wider more than 4, el shukatsa ba'archei. So instead of being 4x4, it's 6. Right, 6x3. So the total area will be the equivalent of 4x4. So 6x3 is 18. 4x4 is 16. So 6x3 is larger than 4x4. Yesh deyos when a poskim imikri dira. There's a machlokes poskim in regards to this halacha. Regarding the gabi the halacha of eriv, is it considered a mamokim of dira or not? So if we want to place the air of it in a mokum which is roi for dira, we should not use such a house. We should use a larger one. One which is clearly, according to all opinions, it's considered a place of dira. Okay, so
can we assume when he says a lashon like that, in a bigger house, but midyavid, it's okay? Is that what?
That's what sounds like you say. In other words, midyavid, you're done with the dura bonin. You'd be soimach that that's considered a mokum dira.
He said that in bihalacha, or we just figured that out.
Well, just from the language. I think the language indicates that. Now, the Shartzion, just point interesting Shartzion over here in Gimel. Why is it Mimachmer? Or is it? It's in Rabbanon, and so some of the, you know, so you have some of Rabbanon to be some of Mimachmer. So he says in the Shartzion, "Shem the Das Magan Rama Simish in Sadiches of Kat Vav Noitem Linkir Kadas Rosh Behilas Mesuzah Dabin and Davka Arba Amos Baruch Arba Amos Bereichem." So the Rosh says by Hillel's Mezuzah to be Chayiv in Mezuzah, it's also a shear of 4 amos by 4 amos, and then the Rosh, it has to be specifically 4x4. 6x3 is not acceptable. It has to be, there has to be 4 in both directions.
Since he's being so exact, how do you measure the 4x4s, from the outside or from the inside?
I assume from the inside, yeah. So that's the Magen Avraham in Shin Sadiches. Okay, v'efshar shagam kavanas the Magen Avraham b'inyanenu gam kein hachi. Maybe the Magen Avraham over here in the simon means the same thing. It's not clear what he means over here, but that's one of ways of explaining. One of these is explaining him. That's the taz. The simon's a fresh lamadal. Feed the verb Shom Gamarama Murdalusem, Chinogam Kindasagras. Vapshal Yerabba, Kos of Shochun Lahokal Be'erevin. We have a rule, which we'll see later on. Halacha Kildiri Mekel Be'erev. It comes to, so the Gabi Mechitz is, the Loch is, we're not Mekel. The Gabi Loch of Eruv Chatzeris, we in general are inclined more to the Kushita, the Kul of the Kushita. So it's most like this. So you go Basar Hilchus, you're Mekel Be'erev. Say the word Bruin Kulihai.
What do you know usually not Mekel by Erev?
What?
Usually mekel by mechitzas.
Mechitzas you're not mekel. Mechitzas it's
usually are mekel by erev.
But there's a rule. Halacha if they're mekel by erev, like it comes to erev meaning ruvich etzeris, we go with the mekel. So l'chara we should go with the mekel over here. You don't need dalet by dalet. You just need that amount of area. You don't need specifically dalet in either direction. But ain't the word brum klahai? I don't think that's so clear. The mishabur the Shartzian writes because the monolish the hokum the chachilu mokum sheish right about it. Pshat is you have you're in a situation you have two ways of doing it, a kuladik way and a chumadik way. You do one or the other, so you do the kuladik way. But over here you have another option right next door. Because lo ain't a chotzenik rel sheish to shnei batim b'sichum masoichah. There's another house. So if there's another house, who said we should be go and use the Kultika one, but use the other one? That already, I don't think the Halacha Dibri Mekel Be'erev would not apply to that. If I have a clear option immediately available, I wouldn't do that. So Bidi Yevin, if you did it, it would be kosher, but you shouldn't be doing that. Okay. The Bir Halacha deals with a case where you have a larger room and a smaller room instead of a larger room. So the smaller room is not really Makom Dira, maybe, but since it's in a larger room, which is a Makom Dira, so then we ignore the smaller room, we count it as if it's in a larger room. That's what he quotes on the Tosefta Shabbos. The Bir Halacha challenges that. Okay. I feel who shall cut. Here, Shabbai Shemanithim by Erev, who shall cut? And the owner of that house is a cut. So what's the Kiddush? Kamash Mulan. The Loy Tame, the Sarkla Hakner Slam, Beisoy, that the Erev, the idea of Erev is that they put the bread by him, and he's mocked to them, Rishus to this house. Well, a cut in Lav Barach Nuyu, a cut in can't be mocked now. So that would be the problem. Therefore, the Mishulchan is pointing out that that's not true. A cotton is acceptable because Kamash Mon Deloy Mishum Kinyan He, and Mishum Dira. It's not because they get a Kinyan over here; it's because they're living here. Therefore, they're able to put it even in the house of a cotton because they put the bread there. They're living there. There's no Hakna which is necessary. Even if you're not cutting it at all, it's a house of Hefker. One of the houses in the Chotzer is Hefker.
Who's living there? The Chotzer is living.
Well, we're putting bread there. It's like we're living there. So everybody put their Erev into that house, even though they're not cutting the house, it's a valid Erev. The house where you're normally going to put it, you should give me the Talmud. The Fukim Lo Hergul Lo Adayin Lezabayis. And the Hakka and the Mishanim of the Bayezacher. If we haven't established a pattern yet, then we can switch to a different house. But if we establish a pattern, then Elam Lashanoy Sechav, hey? You can't switch. That's even an affiliation, even though they have maybe a reason why they want to switch, still they shouldn't switch. But it's a very, very compelling reason that whatever reason they would have to switch, it's a very, very strong reason, so then you're allowed to.
The concern is that the person will get insulted. What's the issue here?
Mm-hmm.
Is that he'll be insulted that we're pulling it out of his house?
No, I think the problem is not so much that he'll get insulted, is that then there'll be a fight where it should go, yes, go to.
There'll be a fight that what?
Where it should yes go to. There's five houses, so That was doing Yaakov's house. Everybody else is Yaakov's house. No, it's not Yaakov's house. The barrel says by me. Yaakov's by me. So, you know, this is...
It's not a question of insulting him and saying now all of a sudden it's not in your house anymore.
It's more than that. Each one now is going to try and vie for the position.
Yeah.
That's what we're afraid of.
So why aren't we worried that he'll be insulted that we're pulling it out of his house?
I guess we're worried about that also, but I think the way the more as much over there was that we're worried about it, this addresses anytime you're giving one person privilege over everybody else, it's always a potential for a fight. So we've solved the problem. Like, why are we creating a problem again? Mm-hmm. It's the same Mishnah says Allah that the Kohen always goes first. Because imagine the Kohen didn't always go first. You'd have this major fight. Who should get the Leah first?
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
I thought it's because you have to be Mechabit the Kohen.
What?
Yeah.
Kohen Leah, the reason is...
Yeah.
I thought that because it's a Mechabit of the Kohen, that you have to be Mechabit him.
Yeah.
The Mor says, you always give the Kohen first, Levi second, and you sell third.
Right.
To Darkei Shalom.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I thought it was because he's a Kohen.
Is there another Mishnah that the Kohen goes before the Levi?
That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. We're in the third, fifth paragraph of Gittin.
That's the reason why, for sure.
Yeah. They like setting up systems to address these issues of when people are vying for privileges. Chavav, if you buy Zachi, don't switch and put it in a different house. If you
don't like setting up systems when people are vying.
A few may spell a bias, even if the owner of the house died, and now let's say his children took over, so they get this chus also. Another person is offering to pay for the privilege. And he's a tamachachim. Okay. Now, in Techilas and Asinah, he's still the Shanas. When they set it up originally, they made up that they're going to make some type of potential for switching. That was the original arrangements. So, the Knesset Gedolah says it's Mutal Shanas. Veshmeh Chodem Shem Fakhu Kinduzet. Some said that that's not acceptable. I'm sorry.
When you say Meis Balabai, so assuming that there's somebody taking over that house.
Right.
I mean, it's conceivably possible that the Balabai is a single guy and he dies and there's nobody in that house.
Yeah, and a Chalami, right. The same as the case where there's somebody taking over, so we maintain it. I'm sorry, I want to correct something over here. The Gemara goes and this is... The more it comes out that the reason over here was a different reason. Why the Darkei Shalom in this case is. Darkei Shalom. In Darkei Shalom, account who b'shum chashad. Gemara. Okay, now, what is the chashad? So I'm correcting myself, okay? Pirsh Rashi. Hoyal b'hurgul b'ha'er b'soich oisubayis. Once it's been accustomed to put it in this house, in Boshul L'shana says, if we switch it, he'rozul l'sabayis v'lo yirusham ha'eruv. Everybody knows it's always by his house. They come and they see nothing there. They won't say that they moved it somewhere else. They'll say, these people don't, they're not keeping Erev anymore. All right, there's no Erev over here. So what's with Darkei Shalom? So Sharzian says in Yudches, Mela, they'll start making a fight with the Bnei Chotzer about the fact that they're not keeping the Erev.
From other people's, right. From other that's Erev.
Right. People will come in and say, what's going on over here? And the guys are keeping angry, but I'll make a fight. Okay, Tosis Pirshu, the Cheshadahu. Tosis says, not like Rashi. The Cheshad is Sheyachadu, the Balabai Zesh, a Gernev Pass, Mina Erev. The Kachu Siwa is a Mina Labai Zacher. People will say, it was always by Yaakov. Whatever they switched. It must be Yaakov wasn't being Erev. He was taking the bread.
That's why he was allowed to do that.
It all depends upon when he took it.
You mean he didn't? He took it before Shabbos.
That's what people are going to claim. The reason why they no longer put it by Yaakov because Yaakov wasn't handling it right.
He ate it before Shabbos.
All right.
Because if he took it on after Ben Shmuel, he said
no problem.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So people are going to start saying that's why he did it. That's a potential for machlokes. Now, Pierce Rashi, according to Rashi, let's say now he sold out his house. But if everybody has always assumed there was in house X, so now somebody else buys house X, but that's what they expect to find it. So you shouldn't switch. Is a person a trustworthy person? That's the problem. We'll say, well, the fact they moved the Erev indicates he's not trustworthy. Well, they can't say that about the new guy. He just moved in. They can't say the reason why they moved away from this new purchaser who moved in is because he's not trustworthy, because he's been playing around with the Erev. He never had an Erev before. So the Chesha wouldn't apply in that situation. Okay. In case of this is being done at no cost, so we to the person, so we're saying, why are they switching? Must be there's a problem.
I always find it interesting, I'm sorry, that you know that we say dan kol adam l'tavzchus, but yet we're playing into this. We're changing things just because someone's not going to have the intelligence to ask the question and just always assume the worst. And we're playing into that by allowing this. And so we're doing things specifically, in essence, to say, okay, you know, to make sure that the person doesn't misbehave. I mean, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to just assume the worst out of people. I mean, you see, it moves. If someone could ask the question to the people in the chutzah, how come it's not there where it used to be? I mean, it's a simple question. It's not a big deal. I mean, yet we always. I'm talking about here. I see it all over the place that we say that we chashad this, chashad that. I mean,
apparently,
okay with it.
Apparently,
it's true. I know that. But it's
so,
Chazal,
we're with the admonition of Dan Chavzkus, Chazal were practical people. The people are not necessarily going to do that.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem, I'm happy that bothers you.
It does.
I'm happy.
It honestly does. Good. I mean, you simply ask the question. You just go to the sky and say, I'm curious about something. It's always been there. Well, how come it's not there anymore? It's a simple question. You get the answer. We can't find that.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. The people should do that. So you and I both vote that people should do that. The problem is people don't sometimes.
We're giving into it. We're admitting defeat.
Okay. Now, because the air should actually niach by the bias between the chalky yitzibeset. Aber bedarves tzichem liten moslezet. Chamashanos liten lacher. If it's going to that the person's getting some type of financial benefit out of it, they can change and give it to somebody else.
What kind of financial benefit could he get? They're going to pay him for use of the space.
Right. I feel him in Hashemi Tzorach. I feel him in Hashemi Tzorach. We think Gamkin Mos. So now, if the percent is the first guy's charging, the second guy's not charging, so we understand. We'll say, you know, the reason why we switched is because the guy's charging. Okay, but the in case of the charge, the both people are charging. So why are we switching? So the Sharetzion says, because sometimes we'd like to now help the second person financially. And it happens.
And that's not logically okay to pay him for this?
I don't see why it should be a problem.
I do. Because basically the whole concept of this, I thought it was that they're all brothers and they're all together and it's, you know, mine is yours and yours is mine, and now all of a sudden now there's money changing hands because of the, I mean, it negates what the concept in essence, doesn't it? I mean, now all of a sudden it's a business deal. I'll keep it in your house, and I have to pay you, so then we're not brothers anymore. It's not like...
Yeah, the point is we all have the same dira. The point is we want to... At the end of the day, my bread is here, your bread is here, everybody's bread is here.
So all together, except that I have to pay you now.
Right.
All right, you don't find that in your mind, you don't see that as a little...
I understand it's a little bit thingy, but it's not going to negate it totally. Right.
Okay. You're much easier than me.
Okay. Now... if they switched, not as they're supposed to, we don't correct it now. We leave it where it is already. So now, they're supposed to put it by Yaakov, they put it by Beryl. So comes Shimon and says, No, Beryl, give it back to me. I want to put it by Yaakov. So he's not mechuyev to do that. But he wants to do that, and Beryl says, No, I want to keep it. What happens then?
Beryl is the new guy?
Beryl's the new guy. So they should have left it by Reuven, and instead they put it by Beryl. So Shimon says, Beryl, give it back. I want to go put it by Reuven, like we're supposed to. Can Beryl stop? So the Mogen Rambam says, Sarki and Lamais. He first of all, that Shimon would have the power to do that. Right? Nothing stopping Shimon from getting his heir back and then giving it to Reuven like he does usually. But Tzarkin Lamaisa, maybe Beryl can claim, you know, we said normally it only applies when it's done one time, it doesn't have this din, but Beryl said, listen, you know, it's still very uncomfortable for me. They came up with me, you know, they're taking it back. Well, the people say, they heard some stories about Beryl, you know. So Beryl said, I don't want you doing this. Maybe Beryl can stop them if he wants.
So much for preventing the fights.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't have put that to start with.
What?
You should not have put it there to start with. I think
the idea of putting it in shul makes more sense. As
you go along. Okay. Okay. So you can collect the Erev, a Katan can be the one who collects the Erev. They call me Tamanal, she'enu mishum kinyan, she'etzorach bar das lahaknus. It's not a mice of kinyan. Now we need a person who's an adult who has the power of das to do kinyan. Me'avavagav she'enu mice of Katan klum, so it has no validity, the act of the Katan collecting it, but it's not relevant. Right? When you put the Erev down, it's there. So that's a fact. We can't send a non-Jew around to collect the pieces, the bread from everybody. We're afraid that he might switch. And then you have a problem that's not your bread anymore, which is being put there. So we don't trust him, he's going to do it properly, so we can't use an akum for that purpose. Now, the Midrash goes on and says to put it in the Beis HaKnesses. Minirali Atam, he says, why do we do that? Because nowadays it has a loch of shituf, it doesn't need a Beis Dira. Chavtes. Let's learn. Ava Pisha Beis HaKnesses and a royal Dira, Ibn Kedusha Soi. You can't live in a basic Knesset. She had Dira, whom Mokum Achila, the idea behind Dira is it's a place to eat. Vasalechal basic Knesset, Yimlehalloim Dimsham, Kamisha Kazim, Simon Kuf, and Aleph. You can't eat in a shul, except a person who learns on a regular basis. We don't want him to move out to his Lima to go out to somewhere else to eat. He's allowed to eat in the basic Knesset. But otherwise, you can't eat there. So you can't eat there. How can you call it a base Dira? Kamokum Yesha Kaima Minik, we can still. Find some rationale for the minute. Commercial Messiah, Sha'erevin Shalonu, Yesh Lahem Din Shitufem of Uos. They have a lot of Shituf, not a lot of Erev. The Hainu, Shalachatar, Zabatim, Shibamavi, Mishtatim Yachab Erev. Everybody's joining together for this. The people of the Mavi also are joining into this Erev. Mishatim of Uos, Enot Sarklanicho Klaba Vestiru, Raksha Ebimokam, Mishtam Ralavad. Shetuv Mavuos is more cool day. It just needs a safe place. Doesn't need a place which will be dira. For shekasa b'simin shin peivah. So therefore, so you don't have to put it in the makam based dira. Vein Charles Nim Bestira Lafisa, Shemis Knesset is Nechshel Bestira. So if the shul is not a Bestira, okay, so what is it? Yes. So Cheshina Lahurak Chatzar Ashutvin, it's considered, the shul is considered a Chatzar Ashutvin. Therefore, Mutilatal to Mimeno, Lachatzar Acher is a believer of Chatzaris, the Cholachatzaris, Rishosachas, Kimvorbisim and Shinal, Ayan Beis. So I can carry from one chatzar to the next. We said if you have an item which is in the beginning of Shabbos, you have an item which is in the chatzar, you're allowed to carry it from one chatzar to the next. You just can't carry from a bayis to a chatzar. Well, a shul, even though it's a building, has it in like a chatzar. It's a chatzar. It's a communal area. It's not a base deal. So there's no problem carrying something out of the shul to the other chatzaris. And then the Shartzim points out, obviously, to the chatzar of the shul itself, there'd be no problem. Because you don't consider the shul like a private place. It's a chatzar shatvin. So it's going from one area to the other. Okay. Okay. Dalit. When you gather all of these various pieces of bread, the Mor says you're supposed to give a roll, not a piece of bread, it doesn't give like a full item, even if it's small, but it should be full, complete. They put it together in one kli, so it makes it into an eruv. They're all joining together into one item, the lashon of eruv being ma'arva together. If you split it up amongst it to two different kelim, ain't no erev, it's not a valid erev. If one of them is full, there's no more room in it, and then you put in the second one, the boz mutter. But even in that situation, you have to make sure that both kelim end up in the same house. Lamed Aleph. Its name is Erev. Shiyumer Rav and Yachad. Shall all be mixed together. It seems to be that they're differentiated between the two of them, and therefore it's a problem. Near the heart of the Dafkim, this is all talking about when each person is donating an actual foodstuff into the Erev. So we have to put all your foodstuffs together. What about the way we do it nowadays? Nowadays, one person is zeicher for everybody. Nowadays, two kelim is acceptable. That's what it would seem to be. But maybe the pshat is Chazal, even though logically that should be correct, Chazal did not want to differentiate. And they wanted to. They said all scenarios. You always have to use one kelim. Mitzarchi. Except that in smalo echad, if one overflowed, over here the second kelim wasn't because I wanted to divide them up. Because I don't have any room. So then already it doesn't look like you're dividing it up. It doesn't. Undermine the act of Eruv, of mixing it together. He knew this keli wasn't large enough. And he has a larger keli. And he simply didn't choose a larger keli and to put it into a keli. So now you have a problem. Basically, you are intentionally dividing it because you could have used a larger one and not done so, and you chose to do otherwise, use the smaller one and be forced to split it. So that's a problem. Okay. But it has to be two kelim is okay as long as it's in one house. Because they're both together. Avoloibishnebatim, you put the two separate candles, two separate batim, what brought them together? One person taking his own items, being mizaka to somebody else, you know, be kind of for the rest of the members of the chatur. So, l'chara, this person is giving it to everybody. So that one act makes it everybody's. So do we have to worry about two kelim in that situation? No, two houses. Gamkin Yeshizurbis, you have to be careful with this halacha, that should be in the same place. You only make one, you put it in that one place. You can't split it up and say, well, you know, let's be nice. We'll put part of the Erev here, part of the Erev there, part of the different shuls. That's not going to be acceptable. So you put it in one place. In which place do you put it? The place which is the largest of all of them. That would be the standardized way of doing it. If I'm makbid that you can't eat my food, so we haven't really joined together. We're individual people storing our things in one place. We're not one big happy family. So much you actively mamish made to plan. You plan to use the Shabbos. So then the guy says, "Can you take it?" The answer is, "No, it's no, no. Why you take it? I want to eat it myself." We're talking about something which wasn't made for Shabbos, and you know, it means you'll make it through Shabbos without it. Everybody has to agree to mix together. One third person should not be protesting at the other, and their arrangement of shutta should be pleasant.
And if one person is not comfortable with people eating his food, does that knock out the whole Erev?
Yeah.
So basically, they can't have an Erev now.
Right.
What happens if one guy says, "You know what? I'll donate the food for him. I want to have an Erev. I want to carry." So you know what?
I'll pay for his food. I'll buy his food. Can you do that? If someone will be mezakeh for him, and he's okay with that, that's fine. Yeah. So I'm giving the matzahs. Everybody gets the right to the matzahs. And knocks on the door says, "Okay, you know, matzahs and matzah. It's my matzah. I need my matzah." You know, no. If you made it, you said it's for them, and you can't be macro. They want to eat the whole thing. They can eat it. If one guy wants to eat the whole thing, okay, you can't stop him. Okay, you shouldn't use things to stick on the Torah Shabbos. Some which I made actually to use for Shabbos, and the guy asked, I say, "Excuse me, it's my supper." If he's able to generate in himself the emotion, the agreement that the guy asks, I'll let him do it. So that works. Yeah. Okay. Let's hold it here.